Welcome to episode 35 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. We have a unique and secret chemical formula for love. I'm no chemist. I'm a writer. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Ooh, that rhymed. Maybe I'm a poet. Maybe I'm a philosopher. But I'm going with chemistry today because we're putting together a formula. We have these ingredients, we have these different elements, and when they come together, it creates love. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a chemist, I'm a PhD in chemistry, haven't done experiments for 14 years, slaving over the lab, blowing things up. But then again, I have. Because what is the chemical formula for love? Now, here's the thing. It's different for everyone. It's unique to every person, to every two people. And in fact, that's the key. We need two people. It's not just a one element kind of thing. One element is one element. And there is no single element for love. It needs a combination. My book Spark is coming out next week. And it's a lot about this. Because Spark is the connection of two people with the outcome of their unique overlap of experience. So that's why the single person can't write a book and this other single person can't write a book. Well, they can, but then they have two single books in parallel. They're not overlapping. That's where creation comes in, and co-creation and cooperation and working together. That's the difference. So working together, I shouldn't even use the word work, playing together, adventuring together, creating together, finishing something, a project, something that has a beginning and a middle and an end. It's done at some point. Hold it in your hand, or if it's a little less physical, then you think about it in your mind, or you can read it on a Kindle. But something that the two of you created. And the overlap has different elements as well. Because what's in there? What's in the chemical makeup? We have experience, meaning the experience that we're doing this thing together. We have things like, it's not all positive. There's some frustration in there. How about a little patience? Some listening. How about some unknown elements? They're coming in. How does that mix up into the love? Well, because the love is the overlap. It's the Venn diagram of the two experiences. So love is only in that Venn diagram. So you need the other person to make this happen. You need the other element to be able to transform your element into something else. And that something else, in this case of my Spark book, love. Love being the element we're shooting to create. Now, can you force it? Can you just make it happen? I suppose. But I see this as a voluntary endeavor. It's something you have to want to do. There's an element of lightness and surrender here to see what happens. Chemical formula for love. I'm not a chemist, but maybe I am. Episode 35, Repossible Podcast. Every week. Now, the weekly thing, I think I need a book in 2019 called Every Single Week. Because it's just easy. You just know it's Thursday. This is what you got to do. All right, getting off topic. My topic is love and the chemical formula for it. If I knew how to draw up things like chemical formulas, then I would do it. Maybe I need to learn. But this is what we're getting at. It's a unique combination of experience and other elements that can only exist between two or more people. And it only exists in the overlap. Now, what that exactly entails is up to you. I'm going to bring you into the lab. I'll help you get started. I'll hold your hand, give you the safety goggles. But then it's up to you to make it happen. Till next week, when Spark comes out, this is Bradley Schreiber signing off from the forest in Doorn in the middle of the Netherlands. Pepper sure happy. So am I. Hope you are too. Till next time.